This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Joining us live on the telephone is our weekly Wednesday guest, Miss Caroline Phipps. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, good morning, Rick. I wish I was on with you every week.
Yeah, I don't know what just came out of my mouth, but unfortunately, that's Curtis Schmidt. He's on weekly on Wednesdays. You come once a month, and it's a delightful appearance, and we look forward to it every month, and here you are. And now I just played a Peter Tosh song at your request. I mean, I love the song, period. It's a great song, and it should be heard. It's a powerful tune. Carries a deep message, great little reggae beat to it. And today, Caroline, you want to talk about peace. And, well, not only peace, justice, too.
Well, I think that the Peter Tosh song, Equal Rights, gets right to the heart of this whole concept of good trouble. Mm. Do you remember the late Representative John Lewis, who... He was on the bridge at Selma, yeah, marching with Martin Luther King, you know, that amazing civil rights, human rights advocate.
Yes, unfortunately, we lost him a little while back.
Right. And he had coined this really great expression, good trouble. We have to get into good trouble. Hmm. And it's just made me think recently that it gets hard to know when to resist something and when to be a, you know, peaceful person and roll over and go along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
And last month we talked about the human quality of integrity. When people are integrous, they keep their word, they show up, they understand their values, they don't flip-flop around. If they change their mind, they do it thoughtfully rather than expediently to just get some more power or some more money or whatever it is. And today, in the last 8 years, integrity, as we touched on before, is under assault.
Mm. Yeah.
We were collectively, as a human body of people, becoming more integrous as we were going along. We were caring about each other a little bit more. We were caring about the messages that we put out. We were not wanting to be caught in a situation where what we were saying didn't match how we were behaving. Mm. All of this up until, you know, recent times. And now with integrity under assault, and it's under assault by the people who fear it the most.
Mm.
Who fear the truthfulness of it, because if you're a person who is looking to gain power and influence at any cost, dealing with people of integrity is something that you want to play around a little bit with that mindset. And today what's happening is we're being presented with unfairness as fairness, injustice as justice, and it's all got extremely complicated to navigate about what, when is the time to go along and be a peaceful person, and when is the time to say no, enough? Because people with integrity, people who like to keep their word, show up, follow the greater good, very much at risk from people who would like to exploit that. And back in the day, the greatest example I can give is the British Prime Minister in 1938 going off to visit Hitler with the idea of an appeasement policy. You, Mr. Hitler, take this land over here that you would like, and we in Britain will turn the other cheek because we don't want another war after World War One. We're done, we're exhausted, and you do that. You do that thing that you would like to do, and we will just look away, and, you know, everything will be peaceful. And he came back to Britain, and the British people were understandably relieved. You know, they didn't want to go into another war.
Right, and fight again.
And fight again. And you know, so many people had died in the First World War. And the thing about Chamberlain is that, you know, history says he was naive and he was ineffective. But at the time, you know, he was a decent man who kept his word, and he couldn't believe that Hitler had no intention, of keeping his word. So the big lesson here is that people of integrity, we, those of us who like to behave the best that we can, we tend to believe that the world is full of people like we are. You know, we make a deal, we're going to shake hands, and the other side is going to feel like we do, and they'll stick to their word.
Right, yeah, honor the commitment you're making.
Exactly. And the lesson here is that that is not necessarily the case. And it seems like such a shocking idea, but the world is not always as we assume it will be. So this is where the idea of good trouble comes in. We need to take a look at what is being presented to us. Is it basically honest? Is it transparent? Does it stand up under scrutiny? And the biggest thing, I think, is it something that is going to make the situation better for everyone? Does it include the greater good?
Well, a lot of times folks make very quick decisions, and sometimes things aren't thought out as clearly.
Yeah, and I think because we tend to think that other people see things the way that we do, we sometimes, to your point, can take those shortcuts.
Yeah.
And things are not always as we see them to be. We know now that peace, we have, you know, we love the idea of peace. We love the idea of John Lennon's message of peace. But here's the thing. Peace is peace at any price, as we saw with Chamberlain and Hitler, is going to have the potential to be damaging for somebody. You know, World War II that then happened was the greatest bloodbath in human history to date. So that naivete can be really dangerous. And peace at any price is going to be dangerous for somebody.
So how does good trouble tie in?
So good trouble ties in the sense of the idea of when to stand up for something and when to be quote-unquote peaceful and go along. And John Lewis was very adept at navigating when something looked and appeared to be an injustice, when it was unfair. And all the time, it's when it divides people.
Mm.
And something is good for this group to the detriment of these people over there.
Mm.
And the whole concept of good trouble, and I think it's just such a brilliant name to use, because so often when we resist, we're considered to be troublemakers by the group that would prefer it if we just rolled over and did what they wanted.
It's true.
And because good people, people of integrity, are inclined to not want so much to cause any trouble, you know, we peace-loving people, it's quite hard to take that leap.
Mm.
But we have a moral obligation, particularly with integrity being under assault, we have a moral obligation to call out injustice and unfairness where we see it.
But that becomes internally individual.
Yes, it's internally individual. So we need to have a sort of, a filter on our thinking, where we go through a process of working out, is what we're being asked to agree to, is what we're asked to be going along with, is what we've just seen something that is good for the situation and going to improve it?
Mm. Yes. And unlike Mr. Hitler, I never see kindness as weakness, ever.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because loving and kind people, you know, it's very easy to mm-hmm. be preyed upon and taken advantage of by people who have a bigger agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I think the darker forces like to prey upon. That idea that, you know, we're peace-loving people, we don't mm-hmm. want any trouble. But, you know, sometimes we need to cause good trouble. And I think the interesting thing about going back to John Lewis and Martin Luther King on the bridge at Selma, they didn't arm themselves and go into battle violently. They took that high moral ground of nonviolent resistance.
Mm-hmm. And what's more powerful than a weapon? Words.
Yeah. And that whole idea of you're marching for the greater good. You're mm-hmm. marching for the benefit of everyone. Because today, there is so much division, there is so much discord. We're sort of being put into a situation where you have to take a side. And I think that's a tricky thing, because side-taking, if you're not careful, unless you've had a really good think about this, tends to exclude a whole lot of people on the other side. And I think for me, navigating these times, it's really about if it's not something that's elevating all of us and good for all of us, that's the quote unquote side that I'm going to take.
Mm. Me too. And I'm always on the side of kindness, freedom, and love. Always. I'll be on your team no matter what.
There you go.
Caroline,
the good
thanks.
Trouble this team.
Good trouble. It's an oxymoron, but it can be straightened out to a way that you can incorporate it into your life and use good trouble for your power, not for your weakness.
Exactly. It is a position of power. But it's a position of power that includes all of us, you know, not the opposite thing, which is I'm going to force the issue and divide people to make my point. You know, it's harnessing the power of the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Caroline, thank you for your insightful information. And thanks a lot for talking to us about good trouble. And sometimes you have to fight for peace if it's internal and you believe in your cause, you just have to do it. And I understand.
So good trouble it is.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully no trouble at all for you and the listeners of 98.1 KUZE. Let's stay trouble-free, shall we?
Let's.
That's my goal. Peace, love, kindness, freedom, no trouble.
Well, I have a great suggestion for the people listening. Visit my new website, carolinefitz.com. It's a beautiful thing, and as you mentioned earlier, it has all the archival material of you and I over this wonderful time we spend together, causing all this good trouble.
Yeah.
So take a look. Wonderful, wonderful articles, podcasts, videos, tools in there for navigating these times.
Well, we appreciate that. And folks, send Caroline an email, caroline@carolinefitz.com, and one lucky listener will get a consultation. I hope I'm not stepping on your toes if you're not doing that anymore. But as far as I knew, last month you did. So maybe this month you'll take a email from a listener and give them a consultation.
Absolutely. I would love that. And please keep the emails coming.
All right, Caroline at carolinefitz.com. Check out carolinefitz.com and make sure you visit the archives. Look forward to talking to you next month, Caroline. All the best.
Thank you, Rick.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. It's 9:30. We'll be right back.
With COVID and flu cases increasing throughout.